with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A Catholic community in Minneapolis mourns the deaths of two students in yesterday's church shooting. Correspondent Mike Kempen reports.
Hundreds gathered to honor the children shot in a Minneapolis Catholic church. Minneapolis Archbishop Bernard Hebda said there was courage, bravery, and love in the midst of the shootings that killed two children and wounded 17 people. Speaking at a packed Wednesday night vigil,
how is it that such a terrible tragedy could take place in a place that's the house of God and the gate of heaven? It's unthinkable.
The children who died were 8 and 10. 14 other kids and three parishioners were wounded, but are expected to survive. I'm Mike Hempen.
The fate of a Florida detention center is a hot national topic.
A federal judge in Miami has refused to pause her order to wind down the immigration detention center known as Alligator Alcatraz in the Florida Everglades by late October. Alligator Alcatraz has been targeted by several lawsuits, ranging from its impact on the Everglades to civil rights concerns. State officials say shutting down the facility could cost them up to $20 million and potentially another $20 million if they are allowed to reopen the facility. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Trump administration has asked a military base outside of Chicago for support on immigration operations. The move offers a clue of what its expanded law enforcement crackdown might look like in the nation's third largest city. A base spokesperson says the Department of Homeland Security asked Naval Station Great Lakes for limited support in the form of facilities and infrastructure. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 71 points. This is SRN News. A troubling report about the United Nations and sex ed.
The Center for Family and Human Rights has been going over material produced by the UN's Children's Fund, and it says that a lot of it is way too graphic for the 10-year-olds that are receiving it. Researcher Max Premorak tells the Christian Post that the UN is also imposing liberal sexual values on kids and promoting the LGBT lifestyle. One brochure aimed at teenagers offers the unhelpful statement that, quote, sex happens. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmen in Vietnam have raided another house church. A group of about 20 Christians were worshiping this month in the Dai Tu district of the country when police cut power to the building. They then crashed in, arresting three people, including the owner of the house. Open Doors says this is all part of a bad trend in Vietnam, adding that most alarming is the increased oppression of unregistered churches. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
The stocks are moving further into record territory as investors pour over a mixed batch of earnings reports from big companies. The Dow was up more than 2% today. The NASDAQ composite was up 0.6%. The S&P 500 up 0.3%. That was a day after setting an all-time high. Spam maker Hormel fell sharply after reporting earnings that fell short of Wall Street's forecast and cutting its outlook for the year. Treasury yields were little changed in the bond market following some mixed reports on the economy. The Dow was up 71 points today to close at 45,636. The NASDAQ gained 115 to 21,705. The S&P 500 added 20 points to 6501. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.